This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruch Haboam. We are now up to the Daf Nun. Daf Nun and Yevamos. Who would have thought we would ever get up to Daf Nun and Yevamos? That's pretty good. Okay, so we're learning about the third stira that Menashe asked his grandfather Yeshaya. Namely, one pasuk says, "Esmispar yamecha amale," I will fill the number of your days, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only grants a person a fullness of lifetime, but will never add to it. And elsewhere, Yeshaya told Chizkiyo, "I will add years to your life." That implies Hashem adds time, can add time to a person's years. So that was the stira. The Gemara says, "Esmispar yamecha amale." So how do we answer the stira between filling up someone's life and adding to it? So Gemara says, "Tanoihi." It's really machlekes tanoim. The Tanya we learned in a brisa, "Esmispar yamecha amale." I will fill up the number of your days. Elu shnei doirois. These are the years of generations, meaning the years that were decided that a person would have at the time that he was born. Zacha mashlim in life. If a person is zaycha, then if you're supposed to live 110 years, you'll live 110 years. Lo zacha. If you're not zaycha, poischin lai. They detract from the number of years that you were supposed to live. In other words, according to this Tana, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, God will only fill, but he will not add. So in other words, the options are either you live the predetermined lifespan or God takes away from it, but there's no adding to it. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So if you're zoicha, God adds. You're not zoicha, God takes away. It almost sounds like there's nothing in between. Nothing in between. Either God could add or God could take away. Now, according to the Chachamim, the answer to the stira is, I'm not sure. Es mispar yamecha amale, I'll fill it up. That's when what? You're not zoicha and you're not zoicha? And v'hoisafti is if you're zoicha. Now the question is, how is Rabbi Akiva going to address v'hoisafti? Amru lo Rabbi Akiva, they said to Rabbi Akiva, Hare hu oimer, but it says v'hoisafti al yamecha. I'll add to your days, 15 years. So, Yeshaya told Chizkiyo, I will add 15 years to your life. Amar Lohem, Rabbi Kiva said, Mishaloi hoistifulai. Not that it was added to his predestined number of years, but the years he was supposed to live, that was added back to him. In other words, since it was taken away, so then it's like he never had it. So then when he got it back, it was like it was added to him. But it doesn't really mean added. A person can only live the allotted amount of years and nothing could be done to add to it. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the answer to the stira is pretty clear. I will add means if it was supposed to be taken away and you get it back, that's called I'll add. But Asmisra Yamecha Amalei is, under normal circumstances, God will allow you to keep the allotted number of years. I'm not sure how the Chachamim answer the stira. I will add to your life, that's referring to Zoicha. What's the pasuk of Es Misra Yamecha Amale? Is that some kind of default situation where you're not Zoicha, but you're not Zoicha? I don't know. Is somebody trying to answer and I'm not hearing because I'm not sure. No, nobody's trying to answer. Okay, just curious. You're welcome to try to answer. I'm just not sure how the Chachamim would deal with that. Says the Gemara, Teda, a proof, Rabbi Kiva says, that the added years to Chizkiyahu were not added to his life, but he was just getting back what he was supposed to live. Why? Sherei Navi Oimed Umisnabe. A Navi was standing up in the times of Yeravam, many, many years before. And the Navi said, Hine ben noilad lebeis David. Behold, a son is born to the house of David. Yoshio Shemai. A child will be born. His name is Yoshio. Va'adayin loy noilad Menashe. So here we have a Navi predicting that there will be a Yoshio HaMelech among the Malchus Beis David. Yoshio, of course, was the son of Menashe. So that means, or the original plan was that Chizkiyahu was going to have a Menashe who was going to have a Yoshio. So you can't, don't say that when Yeshaya told Chizkiyahu, I'm going to add to your years, it meant years that you were not supposed to have. Because it was predestined that Chizkiyahu was going to have Menashe. That means, even had it not been added to his life, don't say these are added years that he wasn't supposed to have, because the Navi is already prophesying beforehand that Menashe would be born, unless you say the Navi knew that years would be added to his life. But the Marsha says a wild chiddush, that a Navi does not know superimposed happenings. He only know what was supposed to be l'chatchila. He doesn't know things that are changed based on people's ma'isim. Now, why can't a Navi know that? God knows this. Why can God tell the Navi? Maybe, okay, that's a good eon share. Because it certainly beats the hard sugyas coming up. So, but that's interesting thing. So the Gemara is saying v'hoisafti doesn't mean, like the Chachamim say, God could add to your years. V'hoisafti means you get back what you're supposed to have. And the Rabbanan say that's not indicative of anything, because it doesn't say anywhere that Yoshiyahu was going to be born from Menashe. Rabbanan miksiv mechizkia. Does it say Menashe was going to be born from Chizkia? Lebeist of it. Doesn't say Yoshiyahu would be born from Chizkia. Maybe Chizkia was not supposed to live those years. And where would Yoshiyahu come from? A different family. Lebeis Tavik Siv. Ime Chizkiyah Noilad. He could have been born from Chizkiyah. Ime Yenesh Achrina. Or he could have been born from someone else. Okay. And finally, the Gemara comments on the last clause of the Mishnah, that it says, if one's wife dies, you can marry the sister. If one divorces his wife and then she dies, you can marry the sister. If one divorces his wife and then she marries someone else and then she dies, you can marry the sister. So the Gemara says, Ishtai Shamesa V'chulu, Yivimtai Shamesa V'chulu, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Kan Shana Rabbi. Here, Rabbi taught Mishnah She'ena Tzricha, a Mishnah that was not needed, because everybody and their first cousin knows that if somebody's wife dies, you can marry their sister. Rashi says, the Zilkari Be Ravu, go ask in the Cheder. Aleha b'chayeha, shleinesa achoisa el b'chayeha. The sister's only usher when the wife is alive. So Tosfos asks, what is so shver over here? Many times Mishnayos teach things that are in the psukim. And secondly, there is a chiddush, because the pasuk doesn't talk about what happens if you divorce your wife. Are you still usher to the sister? That we learn from a drasha. So the Tosfos says what the Gemara means is not needed is if Yevama dies, you can marry the sister. Because you can make a kavah chomer. If when the wife dies, you can marry the sister, certainly when the Yevama dies, you can marry the sister. Hadrin Allah hacholetz. Now, I'll tell you something very interesting. You know the whole Torah on the Haggadah with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and how Ram Gamliel is the only Tana not mentioned in Perkei Avos. You know, we have that whole exposition on that. So based on that Ram Gamliel is a halacha man, and therefore he's not found in Perkei Avos, I chapta pachad, imagine how difficult a perek will be if the name of the perek is Perek Rabban Gamliel. Right? If Ram Gamliel didn't even bother saying, you know, he's not participating in any of this, you know, al shloish advar ma'olam moimed al ator ba'avadana, none of this Haggadah business. Ram Gamliel, even Leil Seder, by the way, he was learning halachos, Hilchos Pesach. Ram Gamliel was not mafsik even to say Kriya Shema the Tosefta says, on a regular night, he was so busy learning halacha. So just imagine what Perek Rabbi Gamliel is like. And Haloi Davarhu, its name is very much Roy for the subject matter. Because it's only 3 blot, but it's nice and technical. So don't worry, don't get alarmed. This is Perek Rabbi Gamliel, you know. I think for this Mishnah, with your permission, we have to read Rashi inside. I don't think we could just say the Mishnah, okay? So that's what we're going to try to do. We're going to make an attempt to learn the Mishnah with Rashi. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer. Ein get achar get. Now, we know if a man dies without children, so then the wife is zakuk for yibam. The two options according to the Torah are yibam or chalitza. However, what if a person does something called maimer? Is maimer a kinyan? Is maimer not a kinyan? Beis Shammai says it's a kinyan midaraisa. Beis Hillel is learns it's only a kinyan midrabanan. Or what if you don't, instead of giving chalitza, you give a get? So Rav Gamliel is of the opinion, Maimer either is a kinyan d'oraisa or it does nothing. Get either terminates the zika or it does nothing. That's the opinion of Rav Gamliel. And the Chachamim say, no, Maimer is a quasi-kinyan and get is a quasi-zika buster. But Rav Gamliel says it's all or nothing. So, Rav Gamliel Oimer, Ein get achar get. There's no get after a get. V'loi maimer achar maimer. There's no maimer after maimer. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "See the Mishnah zu. The order of this Mishnah shalei titel l'shabesh hagirsa shebesvarim, so that you don't make a mistake and corrupt the text found in the books. Seder yavam echad. The order is you have one yavam, the yavama achas, and one yavama. One guy, we'll call him Yankel." And the Yavama we're going to call Rachel. Tchila Mefarish didn't get, then Chalitza, then and Bia after Maimer. And then the din of Maimer, Bia, and Chalitza after get. And then the din of Maimer, Veget, and Bia after Chalitza. And then the din of Maimer, Gen, Chalitza after Bia. And then it's going to go through the same dinim by one Yavam and two Yavamais. So Halacha Aleph. Ein get achar get. Shtei yivamos la'adam echad. Two yivamos to one guy. Me'ach echad. So the brother was married to two ladies. And they all fall to one yavam. V'nasan get lezu, v'get lezu. She gave one get to Rachel and one get to Leah. So you know, normally when you give a woman a get, you're usher to her relatives. But that's only if it's a good get. If let's say you hand a woman a piece of paper and it says on it, get out of jail free from monopoly, that's not a get. You know that? You knew that, right? So, not every get is a get. It has to be a real get. It has to be a document of divorce. So, let's say you give one Yavama a get, and you give a get to another woman. You're not usher to the relatives of the second woman. Ain't usher b'korva shniya. Di'i kama ahani, if the first get works, hapaka zika de tarvayu. Then, according to Rav Gamliel, if a get works, it works. And it's like chalitza, and it's mafkia, the zika from both of them, so the second get is like you're divorcing a woman you're never related to. And if the first get doesn't work, to push off the second one, it doesn't work either. In other words, Rav Gamliel holds, a get is either like chalitza or it does nothing. So if a get is like chalitza, the first get works, the second get does nothing. If a get does nothing, it doesn't do anything to the first or the second. But mimanim shach, the second get is nothing. Dehokach lav grusha sahi. Or similarly, v'chein shnei yevamin, let's say two yevamin fall, le yevama achas, to one yavam. In other words, like this. You have two yavams, two men, who are dealing with one yavama, and Reuven gave a get, and then Shimon gave a get. The second one is nothing. Because if the first get is a get, it works for the second brother. And if the first one is not a get, the second guy's get isn't anything either. And the Gemara will explain. So there's no get after a get. Mimanav shach. the first get is good, you don't need the second one. If the first get is not good, then the second get's get not good either. V'loy mamar achar mamar. There's no mamar after mamar. Says Rashi, v'loy mamar achar mamar. Bein b'yavamecha l'shtem yavamos. Whether one brother to two ladies. If he does mimer to the first one, then the first one, it's like doing yibam to the first one, and the second one is pakazikasa. Or bein shnei yavamim liyavamachas. Or let's say you have two men dealing with one woman. Ha'achroin enklam. The second guy is nothing. Lifsol sarishayna alav ta'aser. The first woman on him. Ve'inot sricha himenaget. The second guy's mimer is not mechayev that if he wants to terminate his relationship with her, he has to give her a get. And it will not aser him to her relatives. Basically, in the world of Gamliel, either mimer does it all, either get does it all, or it does nothing. If it does it all, the second one is not doing anything. If it doesn't do anything, then the second one doesn't do anything either. Next halacha, v'loy bi'ila achar bi'ila. There's no bi'a after bi'a. In other words, two women fall to one guy. He had bia with the first, ba'al zu, and then he did bia to the second. So it's like doing yibam to one. The yibam to the second one is stam, an act of znus, but he's not married to her, and he's not going to be usher and her relatives. So if he lived with the first one, and then he or a brother lived with the tzara, it's stam znus, and he's not usher to the relatives. And there's no chalitza after chalitza, because once the first chalitza was done, it's mafkia, the zika from the whole bias.
But if you did a lishim kiddushin, right, you could be maktisha, a woman with bia.
Yeah, what do you mean? No, if you did bia, but she's yivama, you did yibum to her, the first one. So now the second one, there's no zika to.
There's no zika, but he has intentions to marry her.
He has intention.
He wants to be miyavim the second woman also. Isn't that his intention?
He wants to be miyavim the second woman. So there is no.
But he has this Asian stuff.
Right. Right, so she's a stama, chayve krisa, so there's no kedushin there, right?
Didn't we learn that it's not an isra karis anymore? If you have done the first one, it's like knee cut down, at least according to one opinion.
Is what?
So we learned many, many blot ago that after he does yivam to the first one, the isra to the sorrow.
Is a isra assay of. So ein bia achar bia.
I mean, you can still say it's going for Rabbi Akiva that the kiddushin is not tzaifus.
Right, according to Rabbi Akiva, the kiddushin is not tzaifus. Let's say you say not like Rabbi Akiva. By the way, I think ein bia achar bia means he's doing it for yibam. That's stop marrying her. That's bia. Whatever he has in mind to do with the first bia, he has in mind to do with the second bia. Now, if it's not yibam, so if it's not yibam, it's nothing. Saying, let's say he's mechavein for kedushin, so then whatever the effects of bia to a woman, l'shem kedushin are, that's what it would be over here, I guess. Okay, let's see the chachamim shita. V'chachamim oimrim, yesh get achar get. There is a get after a get. Says Rashi, why is there a get after a get? Isn't it like you did chalitza to the first one? So it's like you did chalitza to the first one. So once you do chalitza to one, so then that covers all of them. That's mafkia the zika from the hobayis. Says Rashi, dekama loy docha lagami. The first one is not completely pushed off. Hilkach akati ika palga zika. Once you give a get to one, the get is not mafkia the zika from the first woman. So there's still a little bit of zika left to her, because she needs chalitza. So the second get is also accomplishing something. So when the second get, in other words, if you give a get to the second woman, or if another brother gives a get to the first one, then you're a grusha and you're usher to the relatives. So now the Mishnah wants that. So according to the Chachamim, yesh get achar get, and there's maimer achar maimer, because maimer is not a complete kinyan. Maimer is a quasi kinyan. But if, let's say, another brother comes and does maimer to another woman or to that woman, it only forges a little bit of a bond. But there's still room for someone else to also forge a bond. So the effects of maimer are still realized. So there is maimer achar maimer, but avaloi achar b'ilo v'lo achar chalitza klom. There's no bia after bia, and there's no chalitza after chalitza. Ketzad. Now this Ketzad is not going back on the Machloikas, Ram Gamliel and the Chachamim. This is going back on something entirely different. It says Rashi Ketzad, Lav Aplukta Koi, it's not going on the above mentioned Machloikas. Elamil Sabampe Navshi, it's a separate subject. Va'ayavam Echad, Va'ayavama Achas Koi. It's going on one Yavam and one Yavama. Vahachi Kamar. This is what the Mishnah means. Ketzad Din Yavam V'Yavama. What is the din of a Yavam and a Yavama? And we're going to explain. We're about to explain. Ketzad. Asa Maimer B'Yavimtai. Let's say you did Maimer to the Yavama. V'nasan Laget. And then you abolished the Maimer with a Get. You gave her a Kedushin Drabanan. And then you gave her a Get. Tzricha Himeno Chalitza. There are two things. There's a Kedushin and then there's the Zika. The Zika was never dealt with at all. So just because you gave her a get and you abolished the Kedushin, you still need Chalitza. Says Rashi, Tzuchimena Chalitza, V'rmatza lichnois, la yichnois. If you did Maimer to her and then a get, you need Chalitza, but you can't do Yibum. Why? Because since you gave a get, that's like a chalitza, so now you're labeled lo yivne. The kivin de hischel begerishin, once you began gerishin kaima label lo yivne, you are stuck with the lav of lo yivne. The same way if you would have done chalitza, you can't do yibam. If you gave a get, you can't do yibam, you have to give chalitza. Fine. Next case. Asa mamar, let's say you gave the woman mamar, and then you did chalitza. So very nice, you abolished the Zika, Tzrichimeno Get. You still need a Get to abolish the Maimer. Says Rashi, Tzrichimeno Get. The Chalitza, of course, the Zikasa, Chalitza only moves the Zika, but you get off good Kedushin, Dila. You need the Get to abolish the Kedushin, the Chalitza, La Makas, Kedushin. Chalitza will not uproot Kedushin. Next case. Asa Ba, Asa Mamar. You gave the woman mamar. Then ubal. And then you had bia. You know what you call that? Harizu kemitzvasa. That's yibum. Trick case. Says Rashi. Harizu kemitzvasa. Mefarshi gemara. Absu kemitzvasa. This is also the mitzvah. Next case. Nasan get. You started, you gave her a get. Once you gave her a get, you can't do bia. But vasa mamar. Tzricha get for the Maimer and Chalitza for the Zika. So by the way, this is a case of get achar get. But I thought Ram Gamliel holds in get achar get. So does this fit into Ram Gamliel? Or does Ram Gamliel just hold in get achar get under normal cases? But here you did a Maimer after the get. Says Rashi, Nasan get va'asa Maimer, ba'oisi va'ma atzma. And I feel Ram Gamliel moide. The yesh mamer achar get. Even Ram Gamliel would be moide, even though there's no get achar get and no maimer achar maimer. There's maimer achar get. The mesafkali I get dachi iloi. Ram Gamliel's mesupik. Does get push her away or not? Vidilma get loy dachi. Maybe get does not completely uproot the zika. Vahani mamer yivamim ba. And the maimer helps. And according to the Rabbanon, that get only pushes her away a little bit. The Amri get doichek sas or mishark sas, so the mimer helps. Ahani mamer lemikni shira the get. The mimer will be koina whatever the get left over. And now you need a get for the mimer, and you need chalitza for the zika. But you can't do yibum. The yibum aloy to me get kama kama leblayivna. Once the first get was given, you're stuck with layivna. Next case. Nasan get ubal. You gave her a get and then you did bia, so that you weren't allowed to do bia. But you did the bia anyway, right? You weren't allowed to do bia because of la yivne. You need a get, not tzricha get, for the bia. And you still need chalitza. So the bia, you have to terminate the marriage and you have to give chalitza. Says Rashi, nasan get ubal. Asur lekaima, you're not a keeper. In other words, fine, nasan get ubal, so stay married to her. What's the problem? You divorced her. And you gave her, and you lived with her. So stay married. No, you're not allowed to. Dekama alei b'lo yivne. Because once you gave the get, you have a lav of lo yivne. V'tzricha get l'biyasa. You need a get for the biya. And v'chalitza l'zikasa, you need a chalitza for the zika. Get l'biyasa. What about according to Rabbi Akiva? Then chayv elav and kedushin is not toifei, so maybe you don't need a get for the bia. Va'afilu l'Rabbi Akiva, the Amar in kedushin toifei, and chayv elav, even according to Rabbi Akiva, that kedushin is not toifei for chayv elav. The ha'ach ma'asis and kula Rabbi Akiva he. This whole Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, can the mefarish be Gemara like the Gemara says, which by the way, who was the gentleman who said that when it says ein bia achar bia, it's because it's going according to Rabbi Akiva.
Jonathan Talansky.
I didn't see the Gemara later, but maybe that's why we say it's Rabbi Akiva. And even Rashi continues. Here Rabbi Akiva would be Maida that after a get, the bia is still effective. Hacha maida the tafsi kedushin. Why? Because bia de get kedushay bia de get lav kachalitza dam lav kula zika gachlach amdal blav gamor. Even Ram Gamliel, even Rabbi Akiva, who says that kedushin is not tov as the chayve lav, and there's not a full chayve lav to have bia with someone who you gave a get to. Giving so a woman a get is akin to kivan shaloi bana, but it's not a full fledged kivan shaloi bana that it would prevent and preclude tfisas kedushin.
Right, it's not
noisei
chalutzasa from the Mishnah
that
was such a case.
Right, noisei chalutzasa is loyivne. There you did the Torah act of loyivne. Here, giving a get is only drabanan dika loyivne, and therefore you don't get the lav. So you tzricha get, and you need chalitza. You need chalitza, says Rashi, lezikasai. For the chalitza, again, you gave her a get, then you had bia, tzricha chalitza, tzricha get, for the marriage, and you need chalitza, Rashi says, lezikasai. And the get alone is not going to pater her. Like someone else who, when they marry the Yavama, you could pater with a get. You know why you can't use a get over here? Because it's a bia psula. What does that mean? In other words, why doesn't the get, in this case, you gave a get, and then there was bia. So should the get alone work? Rashi's saying that the get alone is not going to do it. Now, which get is Rashi referring to? The second get. The second get, what does the Bach say over here? Kishar yavam shekoines es yavimtai. Sheyachal lepoitra beget. Because this bia is a bia psula. And since the bia is a bia psula, you can't get rid of it just with a get. You need chalitza as well. The Mishnah continues.
Is the bia psula, is that midaraisa or is that midrabanan that's deficient in some way?
L'char midrabanan, because the get is not a real layivna.
No. You need another get.
What?
What
Why does she need another get? Shouldn't the halitza be sufficient?
Because the bia was not a full bia, so therefore they're not fully married, so it did not fully end the zika, so the get's not going to cut it. You need the chalitza to terminate the zika. Okay, nasan get v'chalatz. You gave her a get, you gave the woman a get, and then you did chalitza. Ein acher chalitza klum. Nothing more is needed. Rashi, ein acher chalitza klum. Aye, it's a chalitza psula. Why is it chalitza psula? Because he couldn't do bia to her. Do you have a boy levumi loy matzi? And why? So why does the chalitza work? Shouldn't we say since the chalitza is a chalitza psula, the chalitza should not entirely do the job? That what? If you would then marry with my arbibia, loy bu'in and get. You would not need a get. Like Rabbi Akiva, who says Kedushin is not toifes to chayve lavin. In other words, this guy, what did he do? He gave her a get, and then he did chalitza. So, even though it's a chalitza psula, because he couldn't have done yibum because of the get, that nothing is needed at all. What does it mean nothing is needed? That if somebody would do Kedushin, or Maimer, you wouldn't need a get because Ein Kedushin Toifes B'chavei Lavin. Okay. Cholatz V'asa B'Maimer. If he did Chalitza, and then Maimer was done, or Nosan Get, or Ubal, so after Chalitza, you did either Maimer, or you gave a get, or you did Bia, or Oibal, you did Bia, V'also B'maimer, and after that you did Maimer, or Nasan Get, or V'chalatz. The Mishnah says, Ein Acher Chalitza Klum, once Chalitza is done, nothing more needs to be done. And by the same token, once Bia is done, nothing more needs to be done. Let's see Rashi. Chalatz V'also B'maimer. He did Chalitza. And then he did Maimer, or he gave a get after the Chalitza, or he did Bia after the Chalitza, it's nothing. K'detani b'seifa, ein achar Chalitza klum. Shein Mamar, u'bia toifsimba. Maimer does not toifis to a Chalitza, and Bia is not toifis to a Chalitza, like Rabbi Akiva, that Chai ve'lavin, Kedushin is not toifis. What about get? Forget the acher chalitza lo yavitz or chlamisne. It doesn't even have to say get doesn't do anything after chalitza. Dein klum. What is that for? Why would you think get would accomplish anything? A get after chalitza de lamay lahani. What should help for litzra b'kravaseha to aser to relatives anyway? You're aser to the relatives al tzach chalitza. Hamitzar v'koyi. You're already aser machmas chalitza. But once in niel aidi de boy lamisne de get. The achar bila, once it has to say get after bia, in the second case that there's no get after bia, kedektoni oibal va'asa maimer v'nasan get. What does that mean? What does it mean? There's no get after bia lashmina the in la achar bia klum. There's nothing after the get after the bia. There's no zik at all. Meaning, there's nothing after the bia, and if you give a get, you don't need chalitza. So it's also taught, get achar chalitza. And that's what the Gemara is going to explain. Now, so you gave chalitza, chalatz, and va'asa ba'maimer, or you had bia, or you did maimer. And then now we're talking about the seifa. Chalatz, the case of Baal, v'asa mamar. Or, after Baal, nasan get. Oy nasan get, achar bia. Oy chalatz, achar bia. Ein la achar bia klum. Nothing accomplished on anything after bia. Ein la achar bia klum, zika sivam. There's no zika after the bia. The get, shenasan achar bia. The get you gave, it works, but it's not relevant to the zika megarish like ishta gemura, he's divorcing her like a full fledged wife. Loi boy chalitza, he doesn't need chalitza. Ve'mratza lahachzer machzir, if he wants to take her back, he could take her back. and there's no ishasach. In other words, if someone's miyabim a woman and he divorces her, he could take her back. The chalitza sha'asa acharbiya, the chalitza doesn't have to be, anybody else come, it doesn't do anything. There's no zika or mamar da acharbiya. Maimer have to be, lo avat tzorch lemisni, it doesn't have to say it. The pshitulon, obviously doi mahani. The lamayahani, what would it help? You already did bia. Hafilo maimer achar maimer, biyavamech viyamachas. Basra commandalas, even maimer achar maimer is nothing. Dummy. Demaika Ovid, what are you doing? Ha mitzvah v'kavu kavu sa, you ready, Osir? From the first mimer. So why would I have to say mimer in achar, there's no mimer after bia? Of course there isn't. So this is Agav the Reisha. The Reisha said, Chalatz, and then you did mimer, it doesn't do anything. That you need to teach me a chiddush, that according to Rabbi Akiva, that kedushin is not tovus to your chalutza, so it taught bov asar maimer. And then finally, the last Rashi, ein achar chalitza klum, that's going on the first case, Arisha Koi, Kedaprishas El. And regarding the seifa of oibal, you did bia, and then maimer, or again, chalatz, it could have said, ein achar bia klum. But once it says Ein Acher Chalitza Klum, it assumed you would know to read it, the Ein Acher Bia Klum as well. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, more fun tomorrow night. I will see everybody Be'ezus Hashem. Thanks for coming. Bracha v'hasracha. Have a great evening. Shkaya.
Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.